Hello and welcome to our very first big show of the year. Not gonna lie, I think it snuck up on us a little bit because we're missing some people. I don't know, just they all said they would be here, and all I have with me, I'm very happy that you're with me because you'll hear later why. I have with me Tom. How are you doing? How was your Christmas?
I'm doing great, Patrice. Christmas and New Year's was big fun. Lots of family stuff. Had a wedding. My nephew got married.
Good thing Ewan is not here. You would start complaining about weddings again. I love weddings. I don't have anything against them.
Yeah, don't invite Ewan to weddings.
No, don't. Or parties that turn out to be weddings.
Right. And definitely don't bring a camera when you go.
No.
Yeah, it was very good. I had a very good break. I'm just sick of winter already.
Oh, me too. Me too. Absolutely. I mean, your winter is probably better than ours here, but what? Did you reduce the overall audio volume? Nope, I did not. Not that I know of. Let me check that. No, looks fine. Don't know.
We can speak louder.
No, I don't know. What do I want to say? See, now they got me derailed.
Cold weather.
I mean, it's like in your neck of the woods, it's probably warmer than here, but yeah, it's still winter and still darker and all of that. So. At least you don't have wildfires, at least none so far for you, right?
No, it's crazy. My niece lives in Sherman Oaks, you know, just kind of in the valley, a little bit north of LA.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of in between a bunch of the fires. But yeah, it's crazy. Those are really bad fires.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like what I've seen, like all the... It looks like LA has a lot of police, and even they're not able to even like do anything like, I don't know, direct people or whatever. Like I've seen places where it's like literally nobody around because all of the officers are basically helping out with like evacuations and fire departments and all of that. So yeah, it's bad. But let's hope. We only get destroyed our homes and houses, which is bad enough, but no loss of life. That would be good.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the big show, as always. So since it's only me today, I'm your I host, the interim host, Patrice. Because, I don't know, the others just disappeared. Ewan wanted to be here, he said, and just, I don't know what happened. And Jeff is taking care of family. So, and I think Ian is actually traveling in the US, as far as I know. So it's just us two. That doesn't stop us, as you know. We can talk, we can talk for 5 hours without, like, any plan whatsoever. It's not a problem. So, for today... we're going to talk a little bit about news later, but the first thing we always do, first show of the year, is we talk about our annual predictions, or how we call it, the annual BS. And I looked at our 2024 predictions, which we did on January 11th last year. So it's been almost exactly a year, not a surprise. We always do two or three rounds, and then we introduce a prediction for the upcoming year, for the year that ends on December 31st. So anything that happened between January 1st and January 9th, which is today, 2025, does not count. So there's a little kind of period of, well, we don't cover that with predictions.
The quiet period.
Yeah, it's not Christmas. Predictions cannot be repeated. And usually we tried to pick things that we can prove at the end of the year and say, yes, it did happen or it didn't happen. So like vague things are hard to get to. Yeah. The judge. So rumors do not count as proof, by the way. So it has to be something that is actually or has actually happened. And the person who wins with the highest number of correct predictions, which, if you know us, you know is very, very difficult, is our king or queen of BTNBS. Yes, and BS stands for what you think it stands for. Because yes, it's usually BS what we do, and if there is a tie, not this year by the way, then there would be a coin toss. We decide the winner, but in this year there was a very clear winner. Tom, do you remember anything that you predicted last year, or anything that even happened last year?
I didn't until I just looked at the spreadsheet with the predictions. I didn't remember any of them.
Well, for that you didn't remember any of them. You were actually pretty good at predicting. But let's go through them. So you said last year, a year ago, that Intel would announce a delay of their Foundry 18A process. No idea what that even means or what the reasoning for it was, but it was actually correct. I had to Google it and I was like, oh wow, yeah, you're right. They did actually announce that officially, even.
Intel had a lot of problems,
Oh yeah.
so I'm not sure it was a very aggressive prediction, but they
I think back then we thought so. I mean, we would have to listen to the show last year, but I think so, to be honest. I
yeah, I
think.
guess they still weren't saying anything negative about their process node development, but a few months prior, they had announced this really aggressive process node schedule, and it was clearly a PR move because there was no way they could do
Absolutely.
it.
Yeah, and I mean, now they've lost their CEO, so
Right.
there's that. Yeah, but as I said, I found the story from, I think, October or something, where they actually did officially tell us, hey, there's delays and it will be next year, basically.
Right, and throughout the whole year, there were rumors about really low yield and trouble, and Intel kept denying it and denying it.
Yeah,
And
until they couldn't. Because at
until they
some point you
couldn't,
have to
right?
ship. Yeah.
Right.
Jeff had an interesting prediction, and I would have guessed it's correct, but turns out it wasn't. He said there would be only one successful lunar landing in 2024. And it was close. There was one that was definitely successful, one that initially wasn't so clear. I think was it the Japanese one? I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah,
I did look
I
it
think
up
it was.
when I looked at this prediction sheet here. But I don't remember which ones there were, but there were two actually. One was kind of they initially wasn't responding and they were like, ah, maybe something happened, and then it turns out no, at some point it started responding and the solar panels were fine or whatever, and they did declared it successful, so.
Yeah, I would have thought Jeff's prediction would be right, that there would only be one,
There was one very
given all the troubles NASA
yes
had and
yeah
other
there was
people
one
that were
failed one.
struggling.
Very
Right.
early on, maybe this was colored by that, I don't remember. But there was one where it turned out that the spacecraft at the end of the day landed upside down.
Right.
So that was definitely a failure. Because
Right,
solar
whoops.
panels don't work so well if they're upside down. So they lost that one. We had a prediction about Waymo, and it kind of that was for me rolling out to at least one city in the US East Coast region. Nope, did not happen. They're still more mostly, let's say, West Coast-ish. I mean, it's Phoenix and kind of LA and San Francisco
Well,
Bay Area.
you were close because they expanded. They expanded outside of San Francisco in the Bay Area, and
And
they
they did add it.
expanded into Los
Yes.
Angeles.
Yeah, but I thought they would cross to the other side of the coast, maybe, and not yet. Well, maybe this year.
Right, not yet.
Ian, some kind of financial scandal that was caused by an AI. I was like, yeah, I had to think about that. I'm like, is there anything that happened that I can remember or can find that I would say, yeah, that was a financial scandal. Nothing came to mind. I don't think it happened.
I don't think so either.
At
I
least
don't
if it wasn't
recall
big,
any.
it wasn't big enough that We heard about it at least, or I found it again. I said I had to do some searching for that. So that was
Again,
our
I think
first
that
round.
was a pretty good prediction too.
Oh yeah, I would have said, yeah, totally, that's gonna happen. And I would have been wrong. So that was our first round. So far, Tom, you're the only one who had anything that was even close to being real. And I don't think I'm going to spoil anything when I say that streak actually continued, because in round two, you said, or for round two, you predicted that there would be a major change to Google's default search that greatly reduces sponsored results at the top. I don't think what you were thinking about was what happened.
No, absolutely not.
But it was correct.
I wasn't expecting that it would be replaced by AI summaries.
Yeah, but AI summaries that are completely wrong and crap, and people start complaining about them and kind of finding ways to disable them.
Yeah, I thought there would be so much blowback to all the ads that they would mm-hmm. roll that back.
Nope.
They just replaced it with more crap.
If anything, we have more ads now. We have the AI crap up top, and then we have even more ads. So it's basically you have to skip to the second page to even find anything real. So,
unbelievably, it's even worse than you thought it could get.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes our worst nightmares are still better than the reality. Jeff thought Rabbit would announce that it will be bought by another company. No, Rabbit actually deteriorated so far that nobody wants to buy them even. I think that ship has sailed by now. I thought it would be finally the year that Twitter, and I put in bracket the hellhole also known as X, will file for bankruptcy. Yeah, unfortunately, that didn't happen. I would have hoped it would happen, but I don't think it will happen now. I mean, given the powerful friends that Elon has.
No, and especially since all the companies are going back to advertise on X because mm-hmm. they want to kiss Elon's ass, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So that's not going to happen. And Ian had hoped that the Google Chrome market share would reduce to below 64%. And I had to check. And unfortunately, no, it's still above. It's still at 68%. It's even grown a little bit from what I can see. It was at 64% in January, and it's now at 68%.
That's kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we'll
see
what happens.
Given all the complaints about privacy and stuff on Chrome.
Yeah, it just shows you that people, privacy doesn't matter as long as it's convenient, right?
Right.
But what it shows you is the power really that Google has and Google Chrome has in the market. It's even gone up a couple percent. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with the whole DOJ thing and spinning off Google. I mean, that was at least a proposal. I don't think it's a reasonable proposal because I'm not sure how that would look like. But, you know, governments can do, or actually, well, not governments in this case, judges can decide whatever they want. Whether that makes sense.
Yeah,
or not.
I don't understand how it makes sense, but.
I don't think that was the requirement. It's about, is it a punishment? I'm not even sure it's a punishment for Google, but I don't, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We had some non-graded. So, I mean, before we go into that, not a surprise, Tom, you're the king of annual BS for this year. You had the only correct predictions, and actually you got
yeah,
two for
right.
you were two for two actually.
Everybody
else
surprising.
Got it wrong.
That
including
surprises
me.
Yeah,
I
actually thought the quality of the predictions were pretty good last
there were a couple of thought, yeah, that's, I mean, it's sure gonna happen, like nope, not a chance. Like, honestly,
right.
Jeff's both of Jeff's predictions, the rabbit and the rabbit being bought and the lunar landing, I thought, yeah, this totally he's gonna have get those two. Nope. I mean, it was close,
yeah,
but at least on lunar landings it was close, but no. So congratulations, you can now
Thank you. Does this mean I hold the crown for the entire year
for
until
the
next
entire
year?
year until the
Wow.
first show of next year, you hold the crown for our annual BS.
Wow.
We had four non-graded predictions I want to throw in here. Jeff said OpenAI is going to lose one of their legal battles. I don't remember any result of those. I think they're ongoing actually.
Yes.
Tom, you said mainstream cell phone manufacturers will announce a RISC-V based Android phone. I didn't find any proof for that, so that's why I said no, but I wasn't 100% sure, to be honest.
No, it didn't happen. I mean, I did that because Google was
It would
added
have made
the
sense.
RISC-V. Yeah, they added the RISC-V to the Android release testing, but nobody released the phone.
Not yet. Maybe this year. Ian said something about developments in size and efficiency in EVs. I mean, size maybe. They got bigger.
Yeah.
Efficiency, not so much.
I
At
mean,
least I didn't see anything.
there's a lot of talk about research and batteries and companies talking about building
But
I think it's
nobody
in
has
Japan.
sh
Some
yeah.
one company is building a proto I think it's Honda is building a prototype battery factory for solid state batteries,
Yeah, but no,
but
as
it's
far as I
still a
know,
ways
nobody's
off.
shipped anything yet.
No.
The only one I got right was Google finally gets some serious competition in the search market.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the competition they got was not, I don't think, was the competition I thought of. Because I thought it would be like some search company like Bing or whatever. It's actually AI, so it's OpenAI.
ChatGPT,
Yeah,
yeah.
ChatGPT especially, but also some others. Like there's like even I mean technically even Gemini, but I wouldn't say that's a competition for Google, because it's
Right.
their own thing. But definitely ChatGPT and some other GPTs or some other
Perplexity
LLMs.
and stuff, yeah. Yep.
Yes, so unfortunately, that's the only one I got right. So much for last year. So let's look ahead. And that's given all you know, Tom, what do you think? Like, how well are we gonna do next year? I think you're gonna
I
win
think
again, right?
well the thing that comes to mind is if you never fail, you're not trying hard enough.
That is true. That is
So
true.
I'm gonna have to be a little bit more aggressive this time. So who know?
Okay.
I think this year to me it seems more uncertain than last year for many reasons.
I'm with you. There's not a lot of I thought about that as well. There's not a lot of obvious things where you're like, oh, obviously this is gonna happen or whatever. It's like
Right.
there's a ton of uncertainty. I mean, where's AI gonna go or not go? Is it gonna completely fail? What else is gonna happen in the world? Like, how's the world even gonna look? I thought about like what's happening in politics right now in the world, and like, oh, I don't know, how would that influence tech, for example?
Yes, I had the
So,
same thought when I was thinking about this.
So yeah, we're gonna do. I would say we have time for three rounds for us
Okay.
today, since it's only us two. Let's see. I mean, if you only have two, then it's also fine. We'll just do two. It's not. I mean, we make
I
the
think I
rules,
have
right?
enough. That's right. There are no rules here.
There are no rules here. So, and since you're the king, I'm gonna let you start, King Tom.
Okay, thanks. I'm gonna start with a couple. So I started working on this list a couple weeks ago,
Wow.
and a couple of them happened between when I wrote them down and now.
Too
So
bad.
for a little humor, one of my predictions was there will be some incident that causes most or many Mastodon servers to block Threads and or Blue Sky. And of course, Mark Zuckerberg going weird a couple days ago has caused a lot of Mastodon servers to at least consider blocking Threads, and I think one already has.
Yeah, I saw one group at least, cause most
But
Mastodon
that
instances. I'm just trying
no,
to
you
like
don't need to,
No?
You don't need to write it down because it already
Ah,
happened.
that's true. Yeah, you're right. It already happened. So that would be too easy. Yeah, we need something
Right.
for that's still gonna happen. But
But
it's
the other
actually,
one that
you're
you
right.
could.
It's gonna happen. It's happening right now. It's like I have considered it, to be honest.
And the other one that already happened in the gap between when I wrote this down and now was OpenAI will have a major ethics-related scandal related to a top executive. And
We've had a million of those for OpenAI.
I know, but just since I said that's why I said another. But since I wrote that down, there was an article about Sam Altman's sister
Suing him.
accusing him of sexual assault. So I can't use that one now either.
No, I think she even sued him, as far as I
Yeah,
remember.
she sued him. Okay, so let me pick my first real prediction that hasn't already happened. My prediction is a new Intel CEO will not be announced before March 30th of 2025. But I'm thinking I need to be a little bit more aggressive. So I'll say a new Intel CEO will not be announced before April 30th. I'll push it out a month.
Okay. Interesting.
And
So they're gonna
in
take 4 months ish, 4 or 5 months, right? When did he leave?
Just before Christmas
Yeah,
or
it's like
November or
November. So f
December.
five months. It was before our Christmas show, so probably November. So 5 months to
Right.
5.5 months to get to find a new CEO.
Which is a big deal for a multi-billion-dollar company
Yes.
to have their CEO, quote unquote, retire or actually get pushed out.
Yeah, get pushed out.
Because usually when you do something like that, you have a list of candidates. I mean, big companies always have a list of CEO replacements all the time.
Yes,
And the
they.
fact that it's taken even this long is really an indication of how screwed up Intel is.
Yeah, I
They've
mean,
added a
yeah.
couple new board members, people from the semi industry, which was one of the complaints about their board. But the reason I made this prediction is because if you're well qualified to be the CEO of Intel, you would never take the job. Because you know it's a terrible job to take.
Yeah, it
And if
is
you're,
challenging.
so the pickings are slim.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. By now, if Intel was still the company they were 20 years ago, I think by now they would have already announced someone. Even if the announcement is, well, CEO is joining us in 3 months, they would have already announced it and already picked it and said, okay, this already signed, whatever. It's just whatever. They have to wrap up another engagement.
Yeah, because there'd be candidates lining up to be chosen for that. Now people
Exactly.
are turning and running away.
Yeah,
So it's kind of
exactly.
a sad statement about Intel. So
I mean,
that's my first prediction.
Intel is a sad statement. I saw
Right.
the other week a top 50 companies by revenue, I think. No, not by revenue, by
Market cap.
market cap, I think. Yeah, and Intel
Yeah.
wasn't even listed.
No.
Yeah, it's like AMD was on that list, Intel was not. And that is, I mean, wow. I mean, Nvidia, you would expect for sure, like a couple other semiconductor companies you would expect on that, like
Right.
TSMC, at least as a fab. But
Right.
Intel, not even on the list. And they were like in the top, I think, two or three, like 20 years ago. So that is sad. Sad for
It
Intel.
is incredibly sad.
Yeah, but we'll see. My first one. Which one do I do? I think I'm gonna go in on like a top on like a war topic. So I, you know, the war in Ukraine is going on. Russia is, I mean, I wouldn't even say they're still in it. They're emboldened by everything that's happening right now. Like the, I mean, I saw news from like translated from Russia apparently, where like they're happy about what's happening in the US and in Europe politically and whatever, and I think they're emboldened. So I think there will be a major cyber attack attributed to Russia. It doesn't have to be officially that they say yes, it was Russia, but like all the like Western like intelligence agency will agree and make that public that this was probably driven by Russia against European infrastructure targets. We've already seen some of that, like the, but it wasn't so 100% clear. The cables that were destroyed between was Denmark and Finland or something like that, somewhere in that area, where like a ship, probably under Russian control, but don't know yet, destroyed some major cables, internet
Right,
connections, and power connections, power lines.
and they found some evidence of trench marks in the sea bottom, so
Yes.
somebody was clearly going for
Yeah, and I
it.
mean this has happened before. So it's not an accident. They don't think it's an accident, but I mean this is more about really cyber attacks, where it's not just someone
Right.
destroys a cable. It's really like cyber attack. Someone is gonna hack something or destroy something in Europe, in European infrastructure.
It's actually a little surprising this hasn't happened yet.
It does have, yeah, it is actually, because in Ukraine that has happened a couple of times, and this is very clearly, it is a risk that I think most of the world is very aware of. So yeah, we'll see, but I'm pretty sure that we haven't seen what Russia is capable of doing yet, so well, we'll see, or willing to do even. So
I think I agree with you. They probably have the capability. They're
oh yeah.
just picking the right time.
Yeah, that's, I mean, so far they've focused on Ukraine mostly, and Ukraine is focused on Russia and had some interesting
Right.
successes there as well. But I think the Western world is sleeping a little bit in this respect, and Russia is a risk. So I think this is going to happen this year.
That's a good one.
That's round one. Yeah, let's do another round. So King
Okay.
Tom, what's your second
All
prediction for this
right. The
year?
king's next prediction is, all right, I think this one is a little aggressive. It's one US major streaming service will either close or get bought or get merged into another company. So it's all about consolidation, given the financial struggles of some of the streaming services. And I
You said
actually
close,
named,
bought, or merged?
yes. And so I only know the US streaming services, so I listed, Prime, Apple, Netflix, Max, Peacock, Hulu, Disney, and Paramount, to be very specific.
Prime, Apple, Netflix, Max, Peacock,
Hulu,
Hudo.
Disney,
Yeah, I think you're right.
Paramount.
If I had to guess, I would say it's either Disney or Paramount, to be honest.
Yeah, they
Because I
seem to
made the
be
Paramount
struggling the most.
acquisition anyway, and Disney, oh, I didn't even, isn't even Disney and Paramount? Weren't they even acquired together? Or Disney acquired Paramount, something like that? I don't, something rings a bell
Oh, I
about
have to
Disney.
check that.
Yeah, but either way, I think you're right. Like it's there's on one hand, I think there's too many, and on the other hand, we're seeing on the there's a lot of struggling services and like
Yeah.
companies. I mean, MGM got bought by Amazon. I think even Amazon isn't doing too well on that side at least. So it's always possible that Amazon decides to simply sell their streaming site because it's
Right.
not going anywhere. Like, who
And
knows?
I wonder, it used to be one of the benefits of Prime, overall Prime was getting Prime Video and Prime Music. And they don't
Yeah, but I
seem
think
to
it was more
be.
a fringe benefit. I think for most people it was, oh, we get free shipping or whatever, and then, oh, and by the way, there's like stuff you can watch.
Right. And I think they're struggling with with Prime membership in general, compared to what they were in the past. And the content, they get a few exclusive things. They do some sports, they do the NFL.
I mean, they're trying for sure, but as I said, I'm not so sure that's a long-term strategy. As I said, I
Neither.
on the list, I mean, Hulu, Disney, Paramount, I could see Prime. I think Max is too early because they literally just merged. So who knows? Yeah, but
Oh, that's
it's a
right.
good,
The yeah.
it's a good, I mean,
Okay.
good. I think this, I mean, if you ask me now, I'm going to say yes. This is absolutely going to happen. In a year, we'll probably be like, oh my God,
What a stupid prediction.
like. And I should say, probably it's at least one, right? It's not just one, it's at least one major. Could be more than one.
Yes.
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 Okay, cool.
All right, what's your next one?
Which one do I go with? I think I'm gonna throw in a AI one. I don't want to do all politics. So I'm gonna say a major company, and it doesn't have to be a tech company, but it's a major, like one of the big Fortune 500s, probably like a company you would recognize, will be embarrassed by something its AI will hallucinate again. We've seen this. We've seen this. Like, I mean, there have been airlines that had to do stuff. There have been car dealerships, but the car dealership is not a major company, so I wouldn't call
BBC
them.
headlines.
Yeah, it's like BBC headlines. Yeah, but I think there's like an AI will hallucinate something, and the entire world will go crazy. So it has to be major.
Major,
I
yeah.
will say will be majorly embarrassed. So it's not like a little chuckle.
Yeah.
Who was like, oh yeah, fine, okay, they hallucinate again. But it's like something where it's like really embarrassing, and they have to like do a lot of damage control to kind of make up for the crap they did.
My biggest hope is that major company is Facebook, and it's caused by all their AI bots
Facebook or Google, that would be awesome. I
or
would love
Google.
that.
Yeah.
I would love that. Yes, and it has
Well,
to be specifically hallucinations. So it's not just, oh, it doesn't work or whatever. Like, that would be boring. Like, it's a hallucination where it's like we've said, we've seen it before. It has happened. It's happening less and less, and the models are getting better and better, but it's not impossible. And I think something will happen this year, right? Because we have so many LLMs out there, so many AIs out there right now that, yeah, there will be something.
And in addition to the fact that there's so many, it appears from the user side that the companies are not being that rigorous about releasing these things, right? We
No, they're being
see a lot
pushed.
of things, they're being pushed, and it almost seems inevitable
Yeah, I mean, everybody is
that.
kind of pushing. It's a hype cycle right now, and everybody's pushing
Right.
everybody to, oh, you have to be better than the others, and you can't wait, and it's like perfect, can't be perfect. It has to be like whatever you have, just put it out there and whatever. See OpenAI and see also Apple. So not that we talk about that on this show. So yeah, it's totally gonna happen.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'd sign up for that prediction.
So let's do the third round, and then we probably have time for a new story or two.
Okay. My last one is somewhat humorous, but also somewhat serious. And it is the volume control lag bug in the Sonos app will not be fixed in 2025.
Okay, the volume control lag bug in the Sonos
Will not be fixed in 2025.
app. Wow, okay. That sounds
And
like a terrible issue.
for those who are not familiar, Sonos updated their app sometime early last year, like March, April, and it's just been a complete dumpster fire. And we discussed it on one of the shows. And one of the problems is if you do something like AirPlay to your Sonos, and it's super loud, and you turn it down. Normally with AirPlay devices, it's almost instantaneous response. And it used to be on Sonos as well. But now when you do that, If it's super loud and oh my God, I want to turn it down, you turn it down and nothing happens, and then you turn it way down, and then a couple
You keep
seconds later
tapping,
you
it's like, oh
can't
no,
hear it.
it's
Now
fine.
you can't hear it, so you turn it up again.
Yeah, and same thing happens again, and you're kind of cycling between too loud and too like too
Yeah, it's
quiet.
literally the most important thing that the app needs to do. It's a speaker, and the volume control doesn't work right.
Yes.
I
Yeah,
mean, is
that
there a
sounds.
bigger failure for a speaker software app?
I mean,
And
other than not playing anything at all, I think
right, I guess that
that
would be the
is pretty much up there. Yeah.
right. And
You
the
had
funny
one
thing
job,
is,
right?
yeah, he had one job. If I'm on the Reddit for Sonos, and every time they do an app release, the Sonos people post on the Reddit sub, hey, we have a new release, and they list in detail all the things that are fixed because they're just getting beat up. It's a very detailed release note. And as soon as they put that up there, somebody will post, when are you going to fix the volume lag?
It must be hard. I mean, if people are asking for it and they're still not
Must
providing it, it
be.
must be really hard.
But I've never experienced that with other apps on my phone that have AirPlay. I've never experienced that problem before.
Weird.
Anyway.
Okay, my last one.
All right, pick a good one.
Yeah, I'm leaning politics. I'm just like there's two really good ones. I'm gonna bash Elon. So let's do that. I was first thinking, should I talk about the DOJ and Alphabet and what they're gonna do? But I think Elon is
Nah,
more
that's
fun.
boring. Let's bash. Yeah,
Yes.
let's bash Elon.
Okay, so I think Elon Musk is what is announced. Okay, I should write in English. Elon Musk is announced as secretary of a newly created department. So Donald Trump or his administration will basically create a completely new department, like, Secretary of the Interior or whatever, agriculture, like all of those. They create a completely new, not existing before department, and he's the head of that. Cabinet
That's a good
position,
one.
all of that. Yeah, and somehow it just sounds like something they would just do, like, nepotism and all of that. So. I don't know what it would be. That would be an interesting speculation, but I didn't want to go that far to say what exactly it would be.
Well, he did the thing about naming Elon and that other whack job, Vivek, whatever his name is, to be the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. But it's not a an
Not of
official department or
No,
a
not yet.
cabinet appointment. It's just a BS thing.
Yeah, not yet.
So the question is, will Trump tolerate Elon Musk long enough to do this, or will they somehow piss each other off and Trump gets rid of him after he gets all his money?
Could go either way, to be honest. The
Yeah,
department
it could
might
be
not be
either.
very long-lived, who knows? Or the department is long-lived, but him at the helm of it is not, or so, or he leaves because they have a falling out or whatever. Like there's a million ways this would go, but I mean they seem to be very close in mindset, and so
Yeah, I think
if
it's a good prediction. I would place a few dollars on that bet. Something like that's gonna
Yeah,
happen.
so something is it, and of course it has to be a completely new department because that's, I mean, that's how you have to do it. Like it can't be something, he can't take something that's already there.
No, you wouldn't want to anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's too boring. So, do you have any non-graded predictions you want to throw into the mix?
I actually don't. I ran through my entire list
Okay,
because
I'm gonna.
unfortunately, two of them happened already.
I think I'm gonna throw one in. I think Google will announce will once again not announce any new hardware products then during Google I/O, because they did that last year or this year actually. No, last year, it's 2025.
Oh, that's a good one.
Google will once again not announce any new hardware products during Google I/O. Yes, because it's gonna be again all AI and all of that crap, so
Right. And plus, they're so bad at hardware anyway.
that's true. That's true. You know who's who's good or has been good to us so far is TSO Host. They're in the transition, but so at least for now we're still on their servers. We're gonna get moved off of them, but we still want to thank them. So I wanted to mention them real quick. I know, yeah, it's sad. It's about to end. It's not their fault. I mean, they got acquired and got now integrated into, I think, GoDaddy or Reg123, I think is the brand that now running under. But they've been really nice to us, and I just wanted to acknowledge that and say thank you. So that's all I wanted to say for today. Let's do some. Do you have a news story prepared by a chance? Do
I
you want to
do
talk
have
about?
some stories. Trying to think of a quick one. I'll do a one quick one. Let me put it in the chat. Chat. Okay. So the story is about the possibility of getting 3D RAM chips. You know that we have 3D NAND, flash memory chips have gone 3D for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years now. And so one of the big reasons why buying, SSD drives or, NVMEs for your laptop or, external drives are getting cheaper is that they've been stacking multiple layers monolithically for a while, but DRAM is really hard to do that. A bit cell in a DRAM is basically a capacitor in one single transistor, and those capacitors, to make them as small as possible from a 2D point of view, they're really tall and narrow, and that makes it hard to stack them. It's just hard to process. But it sounds like if you talk to the equipment suppliers and you see some of the research going on, some research papers that have been published, is that some of the big DRAM companies like Samsung and Hynix and Micron are working on 3D RAM. And so the result would be sort of the cost density or cost capacity improvements we saw in flash, NAND flash, coming to DRAM,
Yeah,
which
which makes sense,
I
right?
think, and I think it could be a game changer. If memory on your laptop costs half as much as it does now,
Or you can put twice as much in, right?
right, or you could, I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal to put 128 gigabytes of RAM in your system. Given everything that happens, the memory requirements of AI and everything else. I mean, you're a software expert, so you understand, more memory is generally a good thing. More RAM is a good thing. A lot
I
less
mean,
swapping,
yeah.
everything, right?
These days, that's actually, I mean, aside from like compute power on graphics cards for AI, that's kind of the limiting factor. Like CPUs, not as much a problem anymore. Like we have, like on most applications, like CPUs are
Plenty of
fine.
memory.
We have enough of that. But memory is still a limiting factor sometimes, where like if you're
I
doing
see.
something really complex that needs a lot of memory, and you do that often enough because there's enough users on it, then you have a problem.
Right. So, the way this works is it's kind of one of those exponential benefit things because you go from one layer to two layers, you get twice as much density for almost the same, just incremental cost. But you go from two to, 4, 8, 16, 32. Next thing you know, you're at 64 layers compared to one layer. And it's just a huge difference.
And I mean, it's also from like the space perspective, probably more efficient because I mean, usually you have in like how chips are laid out and how they're put in your devices. Like think about your smartphone. It's a flat device because the like logic boards are kind of flat. So going
Right.
up is easier than going like horizontal, because horizontal you have all the other stuff around it and the chips and the device is sometimes limited and like you have the batteries that need space and all of that. But if you can go up, and I mean usually I'm guessing it's not that much if you do whatever 1632 whatever,
No.
because the layers are quite thin, then you can basically stack them closer together. So.
With no appreciable increase in the height. So today they in DRAM or almost any kind of chips, like people like Apple and Intel, they'll take like a CPU die, a separate CPU die, and a separate DRAM die, and they'll glue them together. But they're still separate die, and relatively speaking, they're kind of thick. But when you just grow the layers monolithically in the DRAM, it's like a hundredth of that height increase. So yeah, you can just cram more and more stuff in there.
Yeah, and the distance also to like the CPU and whatever, it doesn't increase all
It's
that
much
much.
closer.
Yeah, so that's also beneficial.
So it increases the speed, and it actually lowers the power too, because you don't have to drive the electrons through a heavy package. So which requires less power.
Yeah, super interesting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be cool. I mean, and then just think about what we could do in like small devices. Like, I mean, oh, your
Right.
fridges and toasters and whatever. If they
Or
had,
my AirPods
if they
or
had
my
more, oh, it's
iWatch,
true.
right?
And like things like your AirPods, if they could have more RAM, they could probably do more like audio processing.
Probably.
Yeah, stuff like that. Interesting. Or use less power while doing the same thing.
Right. Right.
Cool. Yeah, it's an interesting story. We'll see where that goes. I mean, this is probably a couple of years away, right? If you're saying
Yes.
they're writing papers about it, so.
If it's gonna work, you might hear about it being worked on in development maybe a year or two from now. If it's not gonna work, you won't hear about it.
Yeah, that's a cool one. Mine also really quick is not so cool. It's more about data. We've had a lot of data leaks in recent times. It's actually from December 30th of last year still, because I found it while going through and I'm
This
like,
is
hey,
a bad one,
this
though.
is a really
This
bad
is a
one.
bad
So
one.
a Volkswagen leak exposed the location data of about 800,000 of their electric cars. And location data is not like, oh, it's in your city. It's like, I mean, down to like a
Exactly here,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's like, what was it? A meter, less than a meter, I think. I think it was
Right.
even a foot or two. So it was quite precise data, and it was completely public because someone misconfigured a AWS like S3 bucket and left basically all data completely exposed, and someone found it. And yeah, this is really bad. It also begs the question, like, why did they need this detailed location for all the cars? Like, how does that make sense? So.
In any in on a Amazon server, even if you did it right and protected it correctly, still, why would you put it there?
I mean, to be fair, tons of services are running on either Azure or Amazon these days because
That's
they are
true.
the
That's
best
true.
at cloud compute and storage and all of that. I mean, not cheap, but the best.
Probably probably better than an
Oh,
in-house server farm anyway. But yeah, I guess
better
you're
than
right.
Volkswagen,
So the question is, why did they? I mean, they have the
yes.
data, so somebody probably said, we can get this data. Why don't we just keep it in case it becomes useful?
Yeah, I mean, rule number one of GDPR of privacy in general is if you don't collect it, then nobody can steal it. Right? So
Right.
you should always, I mean, it's even a law that you should only collect the minimum amount data required for whatever service you're offering. So, I mean, the question is like, why do they need that location data? What is the precise location the 460,000 vehicles, not the full 800,000, but 460,000 had precise locations, accurate within 10 centimeters.
That's
So,
crazy.
and with for Volkswagen Seats and for about 10 kilometers for Audi and Skoda. So I'm guessing they were not as precise. Maybe the data wasn't available. That precisely. But it's like, why do, I mean, the car for sure has the location, sure, like they have a GPS, right? So that's, of course,
Right.
they know exactly where
But
you
does
are.
it,
But why?
but why would, yeah, what would the justification from VW be from a manufacturer point of view? Why do I need to collect this data? I mean, obviously you need the GPS to do your maps and everything else, but
Yeah.
why,
Why
what
does it need to be
justification could
collected?
they give for, yeah. And
I mean,
it's,
I
I think
can.
it's that thing. It's that thing, Patrice, that if the data is available, so many companies just keep it
And it's like, oh, we'll figure
for,
it out later what we can do with it, right?
right.
I mean, I can understand it for like if you are a, I don't know, if you're a government agency and you want to keep track, or like a big company, you want to keep track of your corporate
Yeah.
cars, your company fleet. I
Yeah,
mean, yeah,
commercial fleet. Yeah.
sure, or
Yeah.
like UPS or whatever. Yeah, I get that. Like they, of course,
Right.
they're Amazon, whatever. They're tracking their cars. I mean, that's how you get
Right.
the Amazon delivery thing. Like, of course, they're tracking their delivery vehicles. But for like for a manufacturer like this, and then, as I said, and then they don't even protect it properly. I mean, it's like
And
there.
was it true that the data was only for car owners in Europe?
It's I actually don't know that. It doesn't say so. I would assume so based on that it
Because
was
it's
stored
only,
there, but I mean, who knows? It's not
well, it
mentioned
says
in here.
it says 800,000 EVs. Do
Yeah.
you think that's the worldwide number of
No.
Volkswagen
No,
EVs
no.
out there?
There's
It's got to
definitely
be
way, way
more,
more.
right?
I mean, they haven't
Yeah.
sold that many EVs, but I'm pretty sure it's more than 800,000 globally over,
Right.
I mean, a couple of years, because like they've been, I mean, even Volkswagen has had EVs for, I don't know, 6 years, something like that, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, it's, I mean, maybe not all, okay, maybe not all EVs had that data, maybe only the newer ones, who knows?
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it's all of them. Let's put it this way. It doesn't say anything whether that was only for Europe or not. It was mentioned by German, or it was like reported by a German news magazine, Der Spiegel. It was actually reported, the whistleblower sent it to the Chaos Computer Club, and there was actually a talk
Right.
on the this what's it called, C3, the Chaos Computer Club conference that's happening in, or it just happened last week, I think, in Germany, which is a big hacker conference. It's really, really fun, and there were a lot of really interesting leaks there, releases there, talks there. I highly recommend it. A lot of them are in English, so if you want to go and watch them, they are, I think, on YouTube.
Oh, that
Or
might be a good thing to look at.
yes, but this was actually also reported there because, as I said, a whistleblower told them about it, and then that was kind of relayed to Der Spiegel. And yeah, yes,
And of
but it,
course, and of course, the response was no need to take any action as no sensitive information such as passwords or payment details are affected.
yeah, which
Right.
is wrong, because your location data can be, depending on who you are, and I mean, in general, can be quite sensitive. I mean, people now know where you live, where you work, your patterns, how you move around, and if you
I mean,
want to
it's
get kid
basic,
if they want to kidnap you or whatever,
right? It's
rob you,
basically
yeah.
like that, like the thing that, remember Google Maps used to have the thing where it would keep a history of where you've been if you
Yes.
turn that feature on. And they just, because of whatever, I don't know if it was a government mandate or if people were just pissed off about it, they're deleting that history data, location data.
Yes. Yeah, they have in the EU, they had the
For
man,
the same,
yeah, you had the, you can even control that. There's a page where you can go in and see it and
right.
delete it and set the settings for it and all of that. So
Right. I mean, if somebody said, it's helpful if you're in an accident, we know your last known location or something, I would say, great, give me the option of turning this on or off, number one. And if I turn it on, to have it deleted every 48 hours or every 72 hours or
Yeah.
something, that would be reasonable.
Yeah. Even then, I mean, that I'm not, I mean, I'm
It's
not so
still
sure.
dangerous,
It's still very dangerous.
But that's why I said you have to have the option of turning it off and on completely.
or turn it on yourself. I mean, opt in instead of opt out, right? Because, I
Yeah,
mean,
absolutely. You'd have to. I mean, in the US, we have all the issues, people are talking about, apps that track your location, having to do with people going from states that have outlawed abortion to going to places like
Oh,
California that
yeah.
still allow it and then getting
Yes.
prosecuted when they come back. I mean, that there's some serious things in addition
Yeah.
to
And
stalking and
with
everything
this
else.
data, you would be able to absolutely tell that. Like, oh, you went to that clinic here, you parked there, you stayed there for this long, and then you drove back. Like, 100% you can do that. Yeah. I mean, and even in Europe, that's definitely a problem because not every country is the same. I mean, go to Hungary and, like, you have kind of like the US. Or like some states in the US at least. Yeah,
But just in
so
general,
bad.
the ability to stalk somebody with this kind of data is
Without their
just got to
knowledge
be
and
out of
without
control without their
any
knowledge.
control, like you can't do anything about it. And I mean, look, it sounds like historic data. I mean, it's not like, oh, it's the last location. It sounds like there was more than that. So yeah, anyway, that's the story from me for today. We would have time for a cool thing if you want to do it. Wow, we're getting all everything in today. If you have one.
Let's see. I have one, but I have to do. Jeff's not here, and I've been holding this one. And, So, my cool thing, let me post it. Where the heck is the window? Chat. Okay, so my cool thing is a Lego set
Oh, and Jeff is
that
not here today.
is,
Wow.
and Jeff is not, but I've been holding it for like 3 months waiting
Yeah, today is your
for a
day.
show. Today's my day. And in that time that I've waited, it's actually no longer available because it was
Oh.
so popular. But it's a Lego set for an EUV,
Oh,
ASML
wow.
EUV lithography machine.
Wow.
And which is just crazy. So these are the machines that are sort of the primary pieces of equipment manufacturing semiconductors and creating those nanometer wide, geometric features on a chip. And it's super complex. And for semiconductor geeks like me, it's like the coolest thing in semiconductor. And so they, I guess they work with ASML, work with Lego to create this set. And it's not clear why they took it off their website. Some people say it was only intended for employees.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, that's at least what the story says. It was intended for employees, but some of them apparently sold it to others. And as
So it
it
was
always
getting out of
happened,
hand.
yeah. I mean, as it
Yeah, it was
always
getting out of
happens,
hand.
like, I mean, ask Apple about like all the stuff that they give to employees and that get sold. Like, that's kind of, you have to expect that. It's kind of sad. I mean, this would have been cool. I think there would have been like you probably a bunch of people that would be super interested, like outside of ASML, of like owning this.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. If there was such a demand, why not make it commercially available to everyone? But then on the other hand, they have a history of doing not just Lego sets, but other things that only employees get. So it's sort of a prestige thing. Only ASML employees can get it. So I kind of get that.
I get that, but maybe at some point you also have to say, well, okay, like everybody, like we've sold so many of those, they're being offered on eBay or whatever. Maybe it's time. I mean, for all we know, that's exactly what's happening. Maybe they took it off the store because they're preparing to just release it, and they're like, okay, let's take it off so that
Could be,
nobody
yeah, it could
sells
be.
it on now, because that would kind of be a bad thing if they like someone buys it for whatever ridiculous amount, and then a day later we announce that it's actually not available for everybody. So it could
That's
simply
true.
be,
Let's hope.
yeah. But
But
this is really cool. I mean, I don't usually buy any Lego sets, but I think this is really cool.
same for me. This would be a Lego set I'd buy. I'm not a Lego person, but it's kind of like a Lego set for an EUV machine for a semiconductor geek is kind of like, Lego set for the Death Star for a Star Wars fan,
Or any Lego set for Jeff. Jeff
Jeff
would
is
totally buy
Jeff
this.
likes
Totally. 100%.
Anyway, so hopefully
Yeah.
Jeff, well, I'll remind Jeff
Yeah.
about this
I mean,
later, but
this is such a cool idea because it's like, I mean, usually you get the, I mean, as you said, the, I don't know, the Death Star, the TV show or movie tie-ins or anything like that. That's a usual
right.
thing you get. Maybe, or some, like, let's say more popular public thing like the Eiffel Tower or something like that. Like
Right.
something that most
Well,
people would have. This is
Jeff had that
very
cool
specific.
one. Very specific. Jeff had that cool one a few months back, which was it was a bar.
Yeah, something
Do
like
you
that.
remember that? That was a really good one.
Yeah.
That's
So,
a
but as I
really good
said, it's, I
example.
mean, sometimes they do niche, more niche things, but it's usually more than niche towards some like franchise or something. But this is, I mean,
Right.
this is a real thing, but that's probably a lot of, very few people would appreciate. But I think there would be enough of them, and I think this is cool. I mean, and this is an important piece of history almost, so it
It
would be
is.
cool. Yeah. Wow. So let's hope it comes back.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll keep an eye on that one for Jeff, for science, right? My cool thing is this little thing here. This is a Wi-Fi 6 travel router from GLINET,
Wow.
recommended by Pilot Pete, if you know him from
Yeah.
MacGeekab. And he recommended that during the Mac Voices Holiday Gift Guide, and I bought one and I traveled with it last time and I loved it. This does 2.4 and 5 GHz. It does like you can. It has a. It has two. You can see two ports, two LAN ports. One can be either LAN or WAN, depending on what you want. It's actually 2.5 gigabit. So if you have a fast gigabit connection, you can actually use this. It also has a USB port. You can plug in, I think, is either like a hard drive or a printer, for example, and share it with that. It supports VPNs. It supports. It's an open WRT, I think, softwares on it, so it's quite extensible. There's like, for example, I have Tailscale on it, so I could have my all access to all my servers and everything through Tailscale. I can send all my data through a VPN basically
Oh,
with this.
pretty securely,
And
yeah.
it's super compact. I mean, you see the little antennas, they actually fold down. And then it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know what the size, like a wallet or
Hard
size
drive,
almost.
right?
Hard drive,
Yeah.
wallet size, it's quite small. It can be powered with USB-C. It comes with a plug if you want it, but if you just have a USB-C, it has to be 3 amps. But if you have a USB-C plug that does that, then it can literally plug into any USB-C. So it's really like it could be a battery pack or something would work with that. So even for really traveling,
But the most
it connects to Wi-Fis. You can do like tethering
Wow.
with your phone. You can do connect over the USB also a modem, and then use that for like with your whatever carrier you have, or buy a cheap
Right.
SIM somewhere and throw that into like a modem and do that. So it's really compact. And the thing I love is. I stayed a week in a hotel, a week in an apartment. Both had Wi-Fis. But you know, the hotel Wi-Fi and all your devices, you have to do all the sign-in stuff, the captive portal, and then put your whatever in. It handled that. So it does it, you do it once, and then
Ah,
depending on how
right.
the hotel Wi-Fi works, you don't have to do it the entire time again. And all your devices, however many you have, and I'm traveling with quite a bit, they just connect to this. And that's it. So you don't have to, if the portal comes up, one
Relogging,
of them will pop up the portal and you simply assign in and then it remembers it and that's it. So it's really cool and I really enjoyed it. And even at the apartment, I was like, I didn't have to trust the Wi-Fi there and who knows what that router is doing, whatever. I literally just plugged this in into the router with like a cable and set up my own Wi-Fi and then
So
VPN.
it gives you super convenience and security, basically, right?
Yeah. And I mean, as I said, it can be hotels work, airports, planes, even if you wanted to. I'm not sure. Not sure I would use that on a plane, but you could. RVs, like, I don't know, whatever you're doing, like,
Right.
you can basically, this is so small, it fits anywhere. Like, I literally just dumped it somewhere on a table, like
Well,
nightstand,
but
and
you
that's
missed the most important feature. The color match your nails.
it. not quite. Not quite.
Oh yeah.
It's like
Pretty
more
close.
gray.
Pretty
It's
close.
bluish gray, I would say. Yeah, that's it. It's
Yeah.
and it's not. I mean, I got it on like Friday, I think, but it's not crazy expensive. Like it was, I think, 60, $70 or something. It's probably a little bit more now. I would have checked. Let me see. But it's not
See
that
what it shows
expensive.
here.
They have a New Year's deal right now, so who knows? It might even be cheap again.
It's
True.
about $80 US.
81. Yeah, the regular price is 129, but again, they have a sale right ongoing right now. They have different ones. There's other models. This is the GLMT 3000 that I have here, the Wi-Fi 6 one. But they have others, like, so depending on what you need, you can buy it. But as I said, highly recommended. I know OpenWRT, so the software on it is open source software that like is really good. It's not crappy. Works really well. It was setup was like 3 seconds. The interface is not crazy complicated. It's easy to understand. As said, I connected it to my Tailscale in like 30 seconds. So works really well. I've
Wow.
traveled with it and I'm
Well,
traveling with it from now on all the time.
one of the other models is only $40.
Yeah, depending on what you need.
And,
I mean, maybe you only need like, I mean,
right.
this is Wi-Fi 6 and gigabit 2.5 gigabit and whatever. Like this is one of the, it's not the top model, but one of the top model. I think there's one with a LTE or 5G modem in it, I think. But there's a couple more. Yeah, there's a 4G LTE router and so on. It's a little bit more expensive, but this is kind of hits the spot. Like $80, you get like a really compact thing. It comes with a relatively short like Ethernet cable and the power plug. So not a lot of stuff. Yeah, so that's my cool thing.
Yeah, that's a cool one. Good pick.
Thank you. Good. I think that's it for today. Thank you so much, Tom, for doing this with me. I mean, we're the only two that have predictions for this year. I'm just gonna say that. Like so it's gonna be between the two of us, whether we have a king next year or queen.
For good or bad, it's up to
We're
us.
gonna bet. The others weren't here. So not a chance. Tell the nice people where they can find out more about you.
People can find me on the open social platform Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social. And by
Thank
the
you.
way, thanks for, as usual, for doing the homework for these special events.
That was basically no homework because all I did was just do like I think three most things I could easily say yes, no, yes, no. There were two that I had to do a quick search and be like, oh no, okay,
It
it's fine.
still takes time. Still
Eh,
takes time.
2 minutes. It's super easy. This one is actually easier because it's like not a lot of work. The Christmas shows are kind of a lot of work.
Yeah, the Christmas quiz must take some time.
Yes, that does take. Oh, it's also a lot of fun, and I always like to go back and look at it. And yeah, Christmas quiz. If you want, go to our website, BritishTechNetwork.com, and the Christmas quiz is still up, as are all our other shows, going all the way back to 2009, I think. Because all our shows are available again. We had them hidden for one reason or another, but we made them all available recently again. But especially the Christmas shows, I can highly recommend. If you want to find all the chat transcripts and whatever, we've missed a couple. I have them here and I've been slowly by hand, because I have to follow the format, inserting them into our system. We have them saved, unfortunately. We had some server issues before end of last year, mostly because of the whole TSO host transition. The transcript you can find on britishtechnetwork.com/chat. There's a calendar and you pick a date, and I think it's June 2nd, 2015 or something when we started to have this. And since then, almost, I don't think we've missed a lot. Maybe one or two had some technical issues and we skipped it or something happened. We didn't have a show, but most Thursdays and Fridays, you will find the transcript with all the links and everything that was talked about in the chat. And for today, it would be January 9th, 2025. So if you want to go there, live.britishtechnetwork.com live.britishtechnetwork.com. That was too fast. If you want to join us live and talk to us, like we had a couple people jump in early on and ask some question, participate, you can always do that Thursdays 7 p.m. UK time for this very show, and also Fridays 4 p.m. UK time. So tomorrow we'll do the same thing for the Mac side. What are our yearly predictions from last year, and what are we predicting for next year, or for this year actually? So 4 p.m. UK time, Mac show. We'll talk about the Apple side of things every week, and we also do keynote pokers and other fun stuff. I think other than that, until summer of fun, there's nothing majorly special planned. Who knows, we might have some ideas in between or steal some ideas from someone else. Join us every week here. I hope next week we'll have Ewan back. He said he would join more, and hopefully also Jeff, and I think Ian might be back as well from traveling. So join us next week, Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for this very show, or in your favorite podcast player of choice. Totally fine if you want to listen there. Of course, the live chat doesn't work then, but very happy for anybody who listens to us. We are on Mastodon at britishtech@techhangout.social. I actually have to set up a Blue Sky, I just remembered, because I did that for Retro Rewatch. I have my own server again. So Blue Sky... there will be nice. It's bluesky.techhangout.social. I'll set up a Blue Sky. It's gonna be at britishtechnetwork.com, because you can do that in Blue Sky, have your domain basically as a handle. So I'll register that, and britishtech@gmail.com I think is still our email address. If you want to send us any suggestions, ideas, comments, things we can do better, if you want to join the panel, we always have some slots available. Very happy if you want to talk about both either Apple side of things or non-Apple side of things. There's always here or there a slot, like today, for example. Let us know. And you can find me, britishtechnetwork.com. You can find me Thursdays and Fridays, of course, on the shows. You can find me, or can find out all about me, on the Patrice.com. I almost said the techhangout.com. No, that's the wrong one. The Patrice.com. We haven't done this in a month, and I keep forgetting what I want to say. Jeff and I have a really cool show, Retro Rewatch. I actually have to decide what I'm going to post tonight. I haven't decided yet. RetroRewatch.com. And where we rewatch really cool retro TV shows right now. We've done some specials, but we're mostly in Stargate SG-1. We've wrapped up season one end of the year, and the special recap episode beginning of this year, end of last year, beginning of this year. So we're going to dive into season two soon. And that's a really cool... We're going to resolve the cliffhanger, I'm just going to say. So RetroRewatch.com is that one. I think I didn't forget anything. Did I? Sounds about right.
That's enough.
That's enough for today. So thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.